We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yabez and Mabez, and we're starting three lines from the top of the Amud. So we learned now, Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, and we had Rava's Pshat, and we had Abaya's two Pshat, and we have to know that klar. But if you just learned the two Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Pesachim and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, you would have Mamish, you'd be sound like a big Lamdan and have a smack of Pshat. Because what does it say in our Mishnah? Ramea says, you're allowed to eat Chometz in the fifth hour, and you stop in the sixth hour. Why? I only have to stop eating chametz after 6 hours. Teretz says, you make a mistake by 1 hour, that's Pshat Ramea. Rabbi Huda says, you're not allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour. You have to stop after the fourth. Why? Because you got mixed up with the sixth by 2 hours. You make a mistake by 2 hours. Ramea, Rabbi Huda, that's our Mishnah. And you learn the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Also very good smack. He says 2 to 3, and he says 3 to 5. It's Mamish, so she tossed it perfectly. The problem is, that's what we've learned on Mishnahis. But now you learn Gemara, we just learned Pshat in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, a whole different Pshat in 2 to 3 and 3 to 5. And how does that stem with our Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim? And that's the discussion of the next Gemara. Tanan, Ramei Oimer, Oichlin Kolhei, you're allowed to eat Chametz the whole fifth hour, and then after the fifth hour you stop, Vesarfim Etchilas Vav, you stop bringing the Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's Ramei, Shit in our Mishnah. Ruda Oimer, Oichlin Koldalim, Vetoyim Kolhei, you eat the whole fourth hour, and the fifth hour you stop eating. You don't eat, you don't burn. Vesarfim Etchilas Vav, and you burn it Etchilas Vav. So how does this stem with the two Rameyas and two Rabbi Yehudas? One's Masechtas Sanhedrin, one Masechtas Pesachim. La Abaya Aliba de Rameyer, to Amma Eirom Toyev Loiklum. L'chayr Afir Abaya, that says Afir Rameyer, the first Pesach on Abaya, that Afir Rameyer, you don't make a mistake at all. So Nechel Kula Shis, you should eat Chomis the full 6 hour. Why? A person doesn't make a mistake according to Abaya. When two Eidim say like that, we say they mean the exact same time. They don't make mistakes. People know exact time. So why can't they eat Chomis the whole 6 hour? And Ilahach Lishna Nami Dam Adam Toyev Mashu, so Nechel Ad Soif Shis, eat till the end of the 6 hour, minus the Mashu. So what's going on for Yameya? Why can't you eat the Chomis the whole 6 hour? But Abaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda, we have to remember the two Pshatim in Abaya the whole time. But Abaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma Adam Toyev Chatzis Shah, the mistake of a half hour, so Nechel Ad Palga to Shis, eat until halfway through the 6 hour. Ilahach Lishna Nami Dam Adam Toyev Shah Mashu, Nechel Ad Soif Hei, you should eat until Soif Hei, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't eat the Toilim the whole Hei. So if you have Baya, it is a steer to Mishnayah, Sanhedrin, and Masechtas Pesachim. Because there, if you're a mayor, it says either if you won loss, you don't make a mistake at all, or you only make a mistake of a mashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, either make a mistake of a half hour, or you make a mistake of an hour. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you have to wait a whole 2 hours. So what's going on? Abaya, simple tarot. Abaya, Edis, Mesurulis, reason. When a person says Eidus, like Rashi says, he's not made unless he knows exactly what time it is. He knows they're going to ask him a bunch of questions, so when he sees this murder, he puts his head to it and looks exactly what time it is. He knows what time it is. Masha'ekei by Chometz, it's everyone. Everyone in the world has to stop eating Chometz. You can't just say everyone. A lot of people don't know what time it is. And therefore, you have to give them extra buffer zone. Amabaya, Eidus Mesurulis is the reason Chometz is Mosar, and therefore, if you're a mayor, you have to wait an hour. If you're a Yehuda, you have to wait 2 hours. You have to stop 2 hours before. So that's according to Abaya, how he explains that the two Mishnayos are not a stira, and this is the pshat because Eidus Mesurulis reason Chometz is Chol Mosar. But Rava Oliva de Ameya, Dama Adam Toya Shtei Shoyes Chosim Mashu. And the kasha is now Fira Rava. Rava said Fira Meir, a person makes a mistake for 2 hours. He has a 2 hour range of mistake. So Metchila Selen Echel, you shouldn't eat from the beginning of the fifth hour already. Stop eating. Metchila Selen Echel. The Rava Lira Meir, Dama Adam Shtei Shoyes Chosim Mashu, Metchila Selen Echel. So the Gemara answers, "Hey, chama mizrach v'zayin chama mar." It says it's not shver. You know why? Because hey chama b'mizrach v'zayin chama b'mar. That's how it is. So therefore, you know that. Therefore, you know if you're a mayor, is allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. I the kasha is if you're a mayor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rava, it's a 2 hour. You have a 2 hour range. Teretz is not shver. You know why? Because this is an example where it's before noon and afternoon. He knows he's not going to make a mistake. Because he knows when's the man of the Chilas Chomet starts also really Midaraisa. When's the start? After 6 hours. After 6 hours, the sun's in the west. Then the obvious question is, so then eat it so then eat it till the end of 6 hours then. If that's true, so Yahachi was just Nami Nechel. So Taka eat then till the end of 6 hours. If that's true, then eat it. On Vada Bahava, Shis Yoima Bekarnasa Koyi. He says the whole 6th hour, we're going with Ramea now, the whole 6th hour, the sun is on top of you. It's Beit Kamos is like in the corner. It's right on top of you. It's hard to realize if it's to the Ma'ariv, if it's to the west, or to the east. It's hard to realize exactly. Therefore, the whole 6 hour, you have to wait for your Ameir. Even though one's before noon, one's afternoon. But Lemaisa, the whole 5th hour you can eat, because now I know it's clearly in the east, the sun. The whole 6th hour I have to not eat, because a person could get mixed up by noon, between noon and right afternoon, you could get mixed up, because the sun is in the middle of the sky. Rashi says why it's called Beit Karnasa is because here is there is where the three things meet. The east, the west, and the south all meet at this time. So this is why it's called like Karnasa, like a triangle. Akapanim, so Beit Karnasa Kai, it's in the middle of the sky, and therefore you can't eat the whole 6th hour. Because the kasha was, you should wait 2 hours, Teretz is, it's different times, but 6th hour, you can't eat, because there, you don't know the difference. My mother's kasha now, Rav Yehuda, Rav according to Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda according to Rav is 3 hours. But Rav, leave Rav Yehuda, Dama Adam Tayyigim Moshah, Yishchas Mashu, the person who's like 3 hours Mashu, Metchilas Dalang Nechol, he should stop eating from the beginning of the 4th hour. It says in our Mishnah, that according to Rav, he can eat the whole 4th hour, stop beginning of the 4th hour. So Umar answers the same type of Teretz. Hey, chama b'mizrach, v'sheva chama ma'ariv. V'koshkin dalad. When you imagine the difference in the beginning of the 4th hour and the 7th hour, it's a huge difference. He knows the difference. He's not going to come to eat a chametz in the wrong time. He knows he can't eat chametz when it goes to the west. So v'hachi, b'hei nami nechel. Okay, so the 6th hour already answered why you don't eat, because it's in the middle of the sky. But the hey, you should be able to eat according to Rava. Rava says you have to stop eating at the end of dalad. Why? What's pshat? So Gemara is to say three truths and one's going to be shlugged up. Gemara is to try three truths and two of them are going to stick. One, Teretz is Terga, Baya, Liba, Derava, Edis, Basura, Lizrizim, Chametz, Kol Masar. Baya answers according to Rava. The reason why he's Makbid on Hay is, you're right, most people know the difference between the 5th hour and the beginning of the 7th hour. You're right, most people know that. But Chametz is Basura, Lekoil, for every person, even a simple person, people. And they might make a mistake. Therefore, he had to give you an extra buffer zone of the whole 5th hour, the whole 6th hour, you should not need chametz. That's one teretz. The Rava himself said, it's not pshat Rav Yehuda. A whole new pshat, a whole different pshat. Really, you should be able to eat in the 5th hour chametz until the 6th hour, because you're not going to get mixed up. Why don't you eat chametz in the 5th hour? And here we're not getting mixed up, because it's one before noon and afternoon. So why don't you... And you have to realize that if you're Rav Yehuda, this kasha was even more shvet, because Rav Yehuda himself in the Mishnah Sanhedrin says the difference between the 5th hour and 7th hour while it's the sun. Like Rashi speaks out. It's really, in Rav Yehuda, it's even more boiled, because he himself says there's a difference. So the question is by chametz, why can't he eat in the 5th hour? It's different than the 5th hour and seventh and beginning of the 7th hour. So Rav says a whole new reason. Now Rav Yehuda l'tameid amma in bir chametz al sreifa. We know it's a machlekes later on in the Mishnahis. If you have to do sreifa by chametz, if it's a mitzvah, do sreifa. Rav Yehuda holds, it's a mitzvah daf to get rid of chametz by sreifa. According to all the Madiyamim, no, you can throw it in the wind, or be on a fire of Zerah Lewin, or throw in the yam. Chamayim, af a fire of Zerah Leruach, or imat le yam. This state in the Mishnah, later on, beginning of the second parak. First Mishnah in the second parak. Akaponim, Rav Yehuda holds, ain't be a chamas el sreifa. The Yavlo Rabbanu, the Rabbanu wants to have time to find wood to make a fire. Yavlo Rabbanu, shah achas loka by etzim, to go find etzim in order to collect etzim. So that's what we did over here. That's why we needed this extra hour of time. Then that's why you can't eat chametz in the 5th hour. Eisver bin Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa that says like this: Amar Rav Yehuda, imesai. When do you have to burn the chametz? That you have to burn the chametz. Shloi b'shas biuray. That means only before the 7th hour. But after the 7th hour, you don't have to. Emesai is a paladin sheet this way we're learning, right? That we're like Rashi. You don't read the Emesai, it's like Shas Bura. But Shas Bura, Shabbos also, Bechol Dovik, use anything. According to Rashi's way of learning this Braisa, Rav Yehuda holds the whole din of Sreifa is only before the Isser Achilas Chametz. Once you reach the Isser Achilas Chametz, the loch is, you don't have to burn it. And so Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha is more in the brain of Dovik, explains even more that the Gemara's Kasha is that, you're telling me you shouldn't eat chametz because you have to collect wood? Don't worry about it. Eat chametz. When it comes to Zman Sreifa, you won't burn it. When it comes to Zman Beer, you don't have to burn it because that's ready after Zman Achilas Chametz. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara. And therefore he says it can't be this pshat. And The Tosfos and all the Rishonim have a bunch of different kashas. One of the kashas are, is how can you wait to the beginning of the seventh hour, then you're over by your Rabbi Matzah, whatever you're not, over your over Isser of keeping around Chametz if I come to eat it. So that the answer, since I'm trying, I'm planning on getting rid of it, there's no Isser. As all the kashas also learned that a Noisar Sreifa, and Noisar is only after it becomes also the Sreifa. So Tosfos learns the opposite way. That Sreifa is Dafka after the Zman Biyah Chametz. But we're not going to go into that, but you can look at Tosfos. Akapon of the Mora's kashas is Pshat, it's not good to collect Eitzim because you don't have to collect Eitzim. That's the kasha. Ela Amar Rava Defim Shat. You know why I tell you can't eat in the fifth hour? Gzeira Mishim Yoyim Ma'ayinim. Maybe it'll be a cloudy day. You're right. It's the fifth hour and seventh hour, I know the difference. Because the sun's on this side, the sun's that side. What a cloudy day. I'm not going to know. Yoch, I feel about Arba Shah is Nami Loy Nechel. So the fourth hour also, we asked before, you make a mistake 3 hours, he said the fourth hour, he knows the difference because of the sun. Not worried about a cloudy day. So my answer is no. On a proper Dalad's Mansuda Lakali, everyone knows the fourth hour. That's the time everyone used to eat the first meal of the day. You used to have 2 meals of the day those days. That was the first meal of the day, it was the fourth hour. We call it whatever you want, breakfast, brunch. And that was the first hour. Everyone knew that time. So therefore, we're not worried about eating Chametz Vayit. Everyone knows that time. So, like upon him, the two answers that we answer for Rava, why for Rav Yehuda, it's only that the halacha is that you only could eat in the end of the fourth hour, not the fifth hour. It's two different zmanim, 5 and 7. One tarot says chametz mesur lekoil, and second tarot says gzerim shum yoyim hamaoinen, a cloudy day. Zokta maravait. Once you mention this, we get a few lines of easy gemara. Tana rabbanan. These are the different sudas when people eat sudas. Shal rishon amaychaludim. The first hour of the day, the cannibals, the people who eat other people, they eat their meal because they're up the whole night. And that's when they're very hungry. They're very hungry people, and therefore they eat right then. Shnia machal listim. The second hour is the listim eat their first meal of the day then, because also they are hungry. Like Rashi speaks that listim were up the whole night, and they take 1 hour. They sleep for 1 hour, and they wake up and eat. You have to learn from listim. All they sleep is 1 hour. That's all they sleep. Shlishis machal yarshim. The third hour is the yarshim who have a big yerusha. They have nothing to do, so they start eating breakfast early. They have a lot of time in their hands. They start eating breakfast early. Revius machal parlim. The fourth hour is the people who work eat their first meal. Chamishis machal tamiduchamim. It's tamiduchamim eat their meal. And shishis machal adam. And sixth hour is machal of every person. Vamra papa vikmara revius mansud lekarli. The fourth hour is the time when everyone eats the first meal. Ela epach revius machal adam. And shish is Michael Payalim, because the Payalim have to work. They don't have Revius is Michael Kaladam and Chamish is Michael Taglin. I think that this, you know, Chamish is Michael Payalim. The fifth hour is Michael Payalim, which means that people who work, they first got to work a little bit, and then they can eat the first meal. That's what it means. They're working for someone. And shish is Michael to be the Chum, and sixth hour is the Michael to be the Chum. If someone eats after that, it's worthless. It's like you threw a stone into a barrel. You see a barrel of wine, and you say, oh, it's not so much wine. How am I going to have enough wine for my Suda? So you know, you throw a rock inside, all of a sudden wine reaches up here. Did you get any more wine? No. Same thing, if you eat after the sixth hour, you did nothing. But a bias is like this. Oh, Abai, lo maron lo tal midi. If you didn't bitzafra, you didn't have your little cake and coffee. You didn't have cake and coffee in the morning. I would tal midi bitzafra. If you had a little bit of taste in the morning, less than bad. Then it's no problem eating lunch in the middle of the day. That's fine. But if you don't eat anything until the sixth hour, it's like you didn't eat. That's pshat why on Shabbos it says you have to eat before the sixth hour, before the end of the sixth hour, because if not, like you're fasting. What do you mean? Why am I fasting? I'm eating after the sixth hour. What's wrong with that? Teretz is because you're still fasting then. It's like Zerika, Zarika, and Lechemis, and Shkenesin. It's not eating. It's a chsar noinik Shabbos. You're not going to eat at all the whole day. So then it's ke'ilu like you're fasting, and therefore you're supposed to eat within the first 6 hours. But if you have a coffee, Tom Bamidi, you have a coffee, you have a herring, you have a kiddush, yeah, then you're good to go. Then you can learn for 3 hours and then have the suda, no problem. So to Gemara Vayta, Omer of Ashi, Kemachloikis be'edus kach machloikis b'chametz. The two Rav Yehudas and two Rav Meirs and both Mishnayis are exactly the same thing. So to Gemara Pshita, Haynu hachta mirin. That's the whole Omer Gemara we just said to try to reconcile the two pshatim. Tomorrow we had a have mina. So we're in more tarets. How come Ash Malon Shenuya the Shenina and Shenuya? That finally this truth is my good truth. My tema tanoi. You could have said maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim what Rav Meir holds and what Rav Yehuda holds. Because we had a problem. In the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, it's a range of 3 hour mistake, 2 hour mistake, and here it's 1 hour, 2 hours. So without our Gemara here, you would have said it's Machlokes Tanoim what they hold. Kamash Lon, these terutzim of Chametz Masur Lekoil, and those things are all good terutzim, and they are, it's not a Tanoihi. So we'll stop over here, even though it's a little continuation of the Gemara, and Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow from here, tomorrow's share.